There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. More than 200 artists in Finland have signed a petition pledging to boycott the country's leading art gallery of contemporary art based on its links to a Finnish-Israeli philanthropist. In a statement, the artists refused to sell their labor and art to the Kiasma Museum of Contemporary Art in Helsinki because of its connections with billionaire Chaim Poyu Zabludovich, whose organizations fund and support Israel against Palestine. In response, Helsinki's Lutheran bishop Teemu Laiasalo says that the protesters demonstrate an anti-Semitic stance, whilst Finland's only Jewish member of parliament, Ben Zaskovic, noted that this action has to be anti-Semitic, seeing that it's directed at the only Jewish board of member of the Kiasma Museum Support Foundation. Those supporting the statement have rejected the accusation, claiming that the anti-Semitic argument is being used to deflect attention away from Israeli violations against the Palestinian people. A latest ruling in the United Kingdom, which curbs university student unions from continually demonstrating to boycott Israel, has been welcomed by pro-Israel advocates and lawyers. This is the result of a directive from the Charity Commission responding to a student union motion at City University supporting the boycott, divestment and sanctions BDS movement in December last year. The commission declared that the students' motion was in violation of the student union's own charitable initiatives. Stand With Us UK director Isaac Zavati said that this landmark decision will now allow for Jewish students to comfortably stand up for their rights, whilst lawyers who campaigned with Stand With Us on the issue said that BDS policies against the Holy Land breeds hostile campus environments for Jewish students and also unjustly influences the union's charity responsibilities. Harassment and anti-Semitism has now, for the past 4 years, been intimidating and insulting Jewish players engaged in online multiplayer games, and the trend is reported to be on the increase. The Anti-Defamation League's Center for Technology and Society report, titled Hate is No Game, reveals that 34% of adult Jewish gamers are now facing online abuse, compared to 22% a year ago. Other groups experiencing increasingly offensive game content include the Latino community, Muslim participants, and women. This year, the ADL extended its research into preteen online activity and also discovered that 15% of young people aged between 10 to 17 reported being exposed to discussions of white supremacist ideologies within these online games. Latest reports indicate that online game popularity has now reached more than 100 million adult gamers and millions more, consisting of teens and preteens. 200 Jewish women, the majority of whom come from Russia and Ukraine, landed in Israel recently to learn more about Judaism, Zionism, and the Holy Land's past and present history. They were selected for the program by organizations in their home countries, including Chabad, the Jewish Agency, and Jewish Community Centers. The trip was put together by Momentum, which aims to increase Jewish mothers' connections to Judaism and Israel, and also believes that mothers play a crucial role and influence in child education, family, and religious practice. Anna Vayner, one of the main organizers who leads the group's programs in Europe and Asia, said that Momentum recognizes mothers as agents of change, and also highlighted a remark by a Ukrainian lady who referred to Israel having survived war and hardship conditions as giving her strength in belief and hope. Arrangements proved more challenging for both visitors and organizers this year, having to deal with numerous logistical, emotional, and political challenges owing to the Russian war on Ukraine. And Friday's here again. What happened this week and is still happening for that matter? Well, according to online safety campaigners, anti-Semitism has increased on Twitter since Elon Musk's takeover. Cape Town, South Africa will host another bumper edition of the Jewish Literary Festival to be held in March next year. Australian police are offering a $1 million reward for information leading to the arrest of those responsible for the 1982 bombings of two synagogues in Sydney. A new documentary, Search Out the Land, looks into the history of the first Jewish settlers who came to Canada in 1738. And a Jewish couple running a vacation lodge in Guyana, South America, promotes Jewish traditions, culture, and practices amongst the country's tiny Jewish population. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.